Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we discussed how that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. In His act of creation, God did not use any matter or substance that already existed. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So we've seen the infallible person in verses 1 through 3, the inherently better one, verses 4 and 5, the instruments of worship, verses 6 and 7, and the infinitely righteous one, verses 8 and 9. Now we want to see the incredible creator, verses 10 through 12. Because we remember in John 1, 3, without him was not anything made that was made. And so we looked at verse 10 there, and he says, "And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands." So when he says, "And thou, Lord," he is speaking of Jesus. We see then the eternality of the Son of God. He was in the beginning with the Father. He did not come into existence after the Father, but was from everlasting and to everlasting. When the Lord created the heavens and the earth, he did not merely arrange materials already created. Instead, he created ex nihilo, out of nothing. Now, I know that men today brag of their great powers and abilities. They're able to send men in spaceships to the moon and other places, and they've made a lot of progress. Our modern travel, modern medications, all down the line. But they didn't create anything because they always had to use something that God provided in this creation and put things together and try to figure it out. But the Lord didn't have gases or anything else. He created the heavens and the earth, all the stars, all the galaxies. He created it. Ex nihilo, out of nothing. In other words, he brought things into being by the word of his power, as he says in verse 3, and he continues to uphold all things merely by the word of his power. I saw a sign that said, "Who lit the fuse for the Big Bang?" Well, I like that. These people believe in a Big Bang theory. I like what that guy said, "Who lit the fuse for the Big Bang?" Well, my friend, I don't believe in evolution, and I do not believe in theistic evolution. The Bible says what it means, and it means what it says. There was a six-day creation, and on the seventh day, God rested. Those were 24-hour days, and it was over a seven-day period. People have trouble believing that, but if you can believe in the beginning God, then all the rest of it should fall right into place for you. I still like God's wisdom above man's. Man gets a little bit of an education sometimes and thinks that he knows more than God, and that's where man stumbles. Now that takes us into verses 11 and 12 here of Hebrews 1. "They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Now this shows us the climax of the age. Sin made a great change in the world, and it made it for the worse. Christ will make a great change for the better. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, we read this, "Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." Now, righteousness does not dwell. That is, it is not at home in this world. But boy, in the world that the Lord is going to make, the new heavens and new earth, Revelation 21 and chapters 22 as well, you'll see, oh my goodness, it's a place wherein dwelleth righteousness. And what a blessing that is. What a blessing it is to know. If you'll meditate on that absolute truth and then allow it to work in your heart, it will wean you from this present evil world, make you more watchful and desirous of the better world to come. That's why in verse 11, "But thou remainest." It's from the Greek word diameno, meaning to remain. The preposition in Greek that precedes it makes it an intensive in force. And basically that means to remain permanently. Thou remainest. He doesn't wax old. Our God doesn't change. That's why His word and His truth is absolute. And so, my friend, you go through trials and troubles. You go through tribulations. Just remember this. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we'll see that in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, at the conclusion of this study. The Father addresses the Son as deity, His throne, His righteousness, His exaltation, His creative power. And now the Father, in this first chapter, is looking at His immutability. He does not change. Now, you need to keep it in mind that this testimony is given by none other than Jehovah, the sovereign God. And this is one of the clearest and most understandable teachings in all the Word of God about the essential deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou art the same. He's immutable. He's unchangeable. And thy years shall not fail. This world goes through many changes, but Jesus Christ is the same to His people in all the changes of time. And that's why, just like Jesus on the cross, who for the joy that was set before Him, He saw that eternal glory, He saw that eternal world, the new heavens and new earth, and His humanity believed it so strongly, He endured the cross, despising the shame. And my friend, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but you can endure it, and you can be victorious, because Jesus our Lord loves you, and He's paid the penalty. You just get your heart set on eternity. You have your heart set on eternity, on the glory of dwelling with Jesus forever. Why? Because the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. The sufferings of this time will seem minute in comparison to the glory that we'll share in Christ Jesus. You see, the earth is in contrast to that eternal kingdom as a result of sin. He said here, "They shall perish," from the Greek word which means to kill. But we also see in verse 12, "They shall be changed." It means transform. In other words, this heavens and earth are not going to be annihilated. They're going to be changed. Kind of like an Alka-Seltzer tablet. You throw it in water, it's a tablet, it begins to dissolve, it becomes a different form, but it's still Alka-Seltzer. Now it's in liquid form. Henry Morse gives some excellent notes on this point in the Defender Study Bible. He says, "Wax old," here in this verse, verse 11 of Hebrews chapter 1. Wax old. This revelation is originally given in Psalms. It shows the universe isn't evolving. Rather, it's running down. This revelation is in line with the second law of thermodynamics, which is the law of increasing entropy, which is the most certain and best proved laws of science. In a nutshell, it means the things of this universe have a tendency to run down, deteriorate, and eventually die. Now, let me say, there will be a day of global warming. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14, we read about that day. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Boy, that's global warming, is it not? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, and we just told you what the word dissolved meant there, like with the idea of an Alka-Seltzer. He says, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to this promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So now he's talking about qualitatively new. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found in him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Now, what he says there, that on that day when the Lord comes, he rains fire down from heaven, the elements. You know, the elements there is from a Greek word which has the idea of the first steps. It means the first steps of matter. Of course, the first step of matter is referring to atoms. And inside an atom, we know that we have the nucleus of an atom with the neutrons and the protons and those things that just jump around there. And we're trying to figure out why they don't just jump off into many different directions. Scientists say they don't know, but we know that God's hand does it. But one day, he's going to separate those things. When you separate and you split an atom, what do you have? You have intense heat and a great noise. And things melt. Well, the Lord's not going to do it with just an atom. The heavens and the earth. And it's going to purify the heaven and the earth. And it's going to take care of sin. And sin will be confined to a lake of fire, to one spot. And that's where Satan, the devil, and his angels are. And that's where all those who die without Christ will be. And this is a literal thing. However, there'll be a new place for men. There'll be a new place for all people in Christ, where they'll forever dwell with the Lord. And there'll be no sin, there'll be no death, there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no more pain, and there'll be none of the things of this life in that wonderful place. And I like it there. He says, thy years shall not fail, at the end of verse 12. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.